Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
The leaders of the Alaska House and Senate say they do not have the votes to call the legislature into special session to extend a disaster declaration for the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. They asked Governor Mike Dunleavy for his help. Senate President Kathy Geisel and House Speaker Bryce Edgman, in a letter to Dunleavy, asked that he exercise his powers to call lawmakers into special session or help them secure the votes necessary so the legislature can call a session of its own. They wrote, "It's clear after months of what appeared to be a lack of interest in convening the legislature by your administration, the sudden nature of your request finds many legislators in a difficult position given the immediate timeline involved with COVID-19 cases spiking across the state." Governor Dunleavy's spokesman said he's evaluating all options regarding a continuance of the state of emergency Alaska's residents are facing and will make a decision soon. The Challenger Learning Center is seeking funding from the City of Kenai to accommodate distance learning students, with expanded virtual programs being offered at no cost to students. Their aim is to fill the gap created when local schools close to end student learning. The decision will be discussed during the Wednesday, November 4th Kenai City Council meeting. Challenger Learning and its global network of Challenger Learning Centers use space-themed simulated learning and role-playing strategies to help students bring their classroom studies to life and cultivate skills needed for future success, such as problem-solving, critical thinking, communications, and teamwork. In a memo to the City Council, City Manager Paul Ostrander noted that the Challenger Center has developed virtual learning programs that enable them to deliver valuable programs to students remotely. However, they are being impacted by the COVID-19 public health emergency. To allow them to continue to develop and provide these virtual programs through the remainder of the year, the center reached out to the City of Kenai to request a grant utilizing CARES Act funding. Their request includes operational costs of $30,000 per month for the months of October through December and additionally $10,000 for materials and shipping. The Challenger Center aims to show the youth of the peninsula what is possible if they pursue a future in science, and even more by focusing on the overall growth that comes with STEM education. Anyone interested in contributing or seeing what programs are being featured at the Challenger Center are invited to visit them online at akchallenger.org. The Kenai City Council meeting will be held on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. at the Kenai City Council chambers. Those wishing to participate remotely can call in or use the Zoom online platform. We have all of that information at radiokenai.com. Governor Mike Dunleavy has resisted imposing a statewide mask mandate despite increases in the number of new COVID-19 cases. Some Alaska cities have adopted mask mandates, including Anchorage, Juneau, Dillingham, and Cordova. But as cases spiked last week, Alaska's chief medical officer, Dr. Ann Zink, said the virus spread fastest in the Matsu and Kenai Peninsula boroughs, which have not mandated masks. Kenai Peninsula and Matsu municipal officers have said they lack the legal power to issue mask requirements. Dunleavy said last week that mask mandates are best done at the local level instead of statewide. Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.